Simon Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Tezai. Yeish Nogim Shalalir Chodesh Mirosh Chodesh. Those have a minig not to take showers from Rosh Chodesh. And Mishabura says even in cold water is prohibited. The minig is not to take a shower even in cold water this week. If Rosh Chodesh came out on Friday, then that day Friday could take a shower for Shabbos, but not the second one. It was the Friday before the Shabbos, but not take a regular shower, as we will see soon. There's all that is refrained from showering only the week of Tishabov, there's always a fast every day from Shavuos of Tammuz to Tishabov. One can't take a shower. One has to retire herself and wash herself and go to the mikveh. A feeling to pass the yud, even the time of tefillah is Motzi Tishabov, Mutala Lichos, Ev Tishabov. She knows she will not have the possibility to do that Motzi Tisha B'Av, and she can make the preparations on Erev Tisha B'Av. The nearer to a din Isha, the Levesh is Levonim, but Lichas Mat Kedaka, a woman who starts a clean day, she has to have clean clothing, just let her wash also herself Kedaka with Shal Shona, wash her body a little bit. Or Elveina Oysa Letane, Grak Letzorch Mitzvah. She's the only Dugin for Letzorch Mitzvah, it's permitted. But Noigin, Shal Lichas, Hafila, Betzayim, Yishchodish Ve'ela. The minhag is not to take a shower, even in cold water, but to wash just parts of his body, his hands, feet, and legs, that is mutter. Till there, Shabbos HaChazon, also lichas kim, reish upon of Yod HaRagol, but seyne. Machal HaPasim, so I think that I wash is upon of Yod HaRagol. Yish makil b'chafi b'zereish b'chamim, l'mishim rogim b'kar kol HaShon. Those that are naked to rinse their hair without water, since they do that all year round, the Kavod Shabbos. So the Ma'aseh the Shulchan Aruch passing, it was not allowed to take a hot shower even on Erev Shabbos Chazay. Mishnah Berurah brings a Chayodim that says that Pani Yodim Beraglov, one can wash with warm water. He's local to do that. So basically he's coming out, Pani Yodim Beraglov, hands, face, and feet, he could wash with warm water the Kavod Shabbos, and the rest of the body, one should avoid washing if you can. If it feels very comfortable, then you're not going to have a comfortable Shabbos. If he doesn't wash more than that, then you should do the minimum that's necessary to give him the basic comfort. The person that goes to the mikveh, every Friday, he can go also on Shabbos Chazal.